Wednesday, December 2nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A Brazil update. 90% of Brazil's soybean crop has been planted so far, closing in on planting 94 million acres. Rains have been spotty. Bulls like to point out that there are some rough spots where yields will be severely impaired. That is true in almost every state. Paraná, Mato Grosso, Minas Gerais all have dry areas this year. However, it would also be true to find areas in each of these states with excellent crop progress. Central and northern parts of the Mato Grosso have full yield potential, while other parts of the state do not. That is why analysts are hesitant in making any drastic crop reductions yet. It's too soon. 65% of Brazil's new crop has been forward sold as prices are at record highs. Spot soybean prices are the equivalent of $14 a bushel. This is somewhat irrelevant, however, as nobody has any old crop soybeans left to sell in Brazil. Brazil has begun importing small shipments from the United States. The United States does not have much to spare either. Prices there started to withdraw some and should continue to withdraw as the season reaches harvest. There was a report that some farmers there might try to break their forward sales contracts made at lower prices. There may be a few bad apples that do that, but most farmers honor them. If they don't honor those contracts, they'll never be able to sell to that buyer ever again. The same grain buyer may well be financing them, so they would lose out on the operating loan. Once we get to harvest and the price drops, the price difference between their forward price sale and the cash price will narrow, eliminating the impulse to break the contracts. As suspected, grain markets entered a window for fund liquidation that could last through today. They are typically 3 to 4 days. Chicago Board of Trade markets have gotten all bulled up with unbalanced longs with extremely high bullish consensus. There were some technical divergences. Some former bears had turned bullish at current highs, which often leads to a correction. There was chart support near 416 in March corn and near 1140 in January soybeans that held when tested. This week was brutal in Brazil with no rain and high temperatures. Markets are looking past that. Some resumption of the wet season is forecast for key growing areas in Brazil next week. The trade will evaluate the rain coverage in the forecast that follows. They will play the rains were better than expected or less than expected game for what comes after. The easy money in the recent market strength is over. If they do eventually go higher from here, they'll not take everybody along. After this correction ends, then the bulls will have their work cut out for them to make new highs. I could again reiterate how bullish that the fundamentals are, but that is how the market got to where it did, and the market is saying something new is needed. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the cattle, packers killed 122,000 head. Why wouldn't they, given that they have a record margin for this time of year? They have learned enough if they restrain the kill that they can keep cattle numbers backed up. And retailers hungry for beef in the product market. They've played this game very well, just like an oligopoly would to maximize profits. I do not think that the Department of Justice knows what an oligopoly is. Not enough cattle traded yet to establish cash trade. December live cattle seems to think that the trade will be near steady. If so, then packers get to rake in record profits for another week. The product market is due for a seasonal top after retailers get prime rib demand satisfied. Given record packer margins, the beef market can decline a lot before they could use that as a reason to lower cash cattle bids. I am skeptical over winter beef demand. There are more states looking at shutting down due to the pandemic. It is going to take a while to get enough people protected with vaccines so that they gain confidence for steak night out. The current wave of new cases has to climax before they'll consider opening back up again. You can hand sandwiches out through drive-up windows, but it is harder to do steak dinners in winter when restaurants are limited and grills are frozen. I do not think that spring will be able to get here soon enough for beef demand. On the hogs, packer margins are $36 a head, which is the poor side of the tracks for pork packers compared to cattle packers. The $450 head margin in killing cattle must look amazing to them. Do you know what the day is? Today is the start of McRib season at McDonald's. Their seasonal sandwich has a fan club all of its own. There is such a thing as an online McRib tracker to alert customers when they are on the menu. Let's get some pork on the lunch menu. McDonald's likes the novelty of a seasonal sandwich and has no plans to sell it year-round. I do like one seasonally. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.